Blog Talk Radio.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand, yeah.
Good morning and welcome to a new day. This is Dynamic Daphne, the queen of the empowered soul. And I just want to say thanks to each and every one of you. This morning's show is for you. And I decided to play that song in its entirety this morning, so I could dedicate it to you, because I want to be your friend. I want to be more than your friend. I want to be here for you for as long as you will accommodate me. This morning's show is a non-traditional show when I have two guests on for each episode. I decided since 2004, I have viewers that have been viewing the A New Day show. And in 2007, I started traditional radio when I used to be on WDJZ radio out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. And then this March the 25th, I found a new home on Blog Talk Radio. And I have some devoted listeners and friends. And I decided I wanted to devote today's show to you. I wanted to be open. You could ask me anything. I'll be doing some readings. I'll be sharing some of my favorite quotes. And hopefully I will get some callers in. And I have guest number 377 in the chat room. And I want to welcome that person. And if you have a question that you want for me to answer or anything, just type it. Or if you want to call in, the call-in number for guests is 646-915-8166. And I thank you for being here with me and for hanging out with me until noon Eastern time. What I want to do right now is to, we have a caller on the air. Good morning, caller. 2935 is your last digit. Good morning.
Yes, hi there. I'm sorry. Good morning. This is Charity here. I'm just joining in to listen. That's all.
Okay, well, thank you. You know today's show dedicated.
I'm sorry to... Uh-huh.
I'm saying today's show is dedicated to my listeners, my friends, and also the viewers from my TV show. Hearing a little from some of those people, and if you yourself have a question for me, please ask me, and I'm going to be doing some readings as well, okay? So thank you so much. The first thing I want to do now is to share a few of my favorite quotes from Maya Angelou. And the first one says, success is loving life and daring to live it. Because a lot of times we talk to different individuals and they are not so sure about what success means for them. So for Maya Angelou, she's saying success is loving life and dare to live it. So there are no limitations other than the ones that we impose on ourselves. The next quote is, spirit is an invisible force made visible in all life. So, you know, what do a lot of times we mention about spirit and people get all spooky and bent out of shape and they say, oh no, that's new age stuff you're talking about and everything there. So, you know, what does spirit mean for you? And for Maya Angelou, what she's saying is that spirit is an invisible force made visible in all life. So that's another little tool to put in your toolkit. Another one of Maya Angelou's quote is, a woman who does not trust love will never know the exquisite security of giving herself. And, you know, this is such a powerful quote and statement, because how often we as women, we were in one relationship and that relationship never worked for whatever reason, and we say, oh no, I don't want anybody else, I know I'm through with men, oh I don't want to do that, instead of looking on that relationship, dissect it and look, what did I learn in that relationship? You know, It doesn't matter what situations we go through. There are lessons there to be learned, but a lot of times we get so angry and so anxious about what happened, and we never take the time to learn the lesson. So remember, a woman who does not trust love will never know the exquisite security of giving herself to another. So don't, ladies, please do not let one bad experience stop you from living life. I have one more from Maya Angelou. It says, let's choose whisper in your ear and love. Murmur in your heart. Be ready. Here comes life. So, in other words, the ball is in our court, and the game we play is totally up to us. Again, I want to welcome my caller on the line, and I have guest number 377 in the chat room, and I'm waiting and praying for the phone to start ringing so that I hear from the viewers, past guests, and listeners of the show, the A New Day show on TV and on radio. And the last quote right now from Maya Angelou reads, believe a person when she tells you who she is the first time. You know, how often, I know this happens in my life, and I am not unique in this at all. A lot of times you go on a new job or you go into a new area, and somebody wants to say they are doing good to you, and they are warning you about another person. Oh, stay away from this person or stay away from that person. And, you know, when this happens with me, I always make every effort to go and meet that person and extend myself to that person, because each of us have our experiences, and I do not want to assess anyone based on what somebody else tells me, whether it's good or bad. I want to establish my own relationship. So again, the number to call in so we can have conversation, because remember, today's show is for you listeners and friends, and I want for you to utilize that. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And, you know, I mentioned that I'll be doing some readings this morning. And I am at present in school, and I'm studying psychology. And sometimes back, I was privileged to have a textbook called Life Launch, A Passionate Guide to the Rest of Your Life. And this book is written by Frederick Hudson and his wife, Pamela D. McLean. And I tell you, this was such a powerful book for me. And I decided that this morning it would be quite fitting for me to share a portion of this book with you. And again, the book is called Life Launch, A Passionate Guide to the Rest of Your Life. And if you are just joining, you're listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul on A New Day radio show. And today's episode is dedicated to you, my listeners, my friends on Blog Talk Radio, are my friends out there in radio land, and also my viewers from the A New Day TV show. Okay, so I want to share from the Life Launch book for you. And I want to choose, this book is broken up into the different stages of our lives. You know, we go through the early, from birth to this age, and we go into the different phases and stages of our life. And what this book has done, it's broken up in the different stages. So I'm going to be discussing and reading this morning from the stage that says the adult learning agenda, becoming the best that you can be. And I think that with everything that we are experiencing right now, this is a fitting section for me to share with you. And it says that map 5 is the final map. It's like you are now in your 60s and your 70s and all of that. And it says this final map completes your preparation for creating a new life launch. You know, I am sure you have heard people say life begins at 40. And this is so true, because like you hit 40 and you say, well, I am not putting any lid on. I'm taking the lid off and I am living up. So just to give you an example here, the first map dealt with, in map 1, we had gained the mastery over your experience of change so that you can find increased comfort and effectiveness within the turbulence of today. And that was what we dealt with in map 1. Map 2, we had dealt with. Map 2 led you to choose your emerging priorities for the next chapter of your life. You defined your core values and your compelling sense of purpose. You know, those of you who know me well, you know that I think I am the addict of purpose, and I'm always, every opportunity I get, I'm always speaking about purpose and encouraging people to live their life with purpose and passion. Map 3, the third phase of your life, help you to reappraise your social activities and roles, the strategies, assignments in which you can best find fulfillment at this time of your life, relating your key roles to your current core values is essential to a healthy life launch. And map 4, was adding a positive perspective on how to proceed through all your years with sufficient information and humor for getting older creatively. Stay on course with your life so you can pursue your best options no matter at what age. And, you know, by me sharing these different phases with you, now you can see why I love this book so much. There's a quote here from Nukchi, and it says, life means for us constantly to transform into light and flame all that we are made with. So this just affirms what I had said before, that every aspect of our life, we learn different things, and especially with broken relationships, do not let that prevent you from really enjoying life. So now, map 5, or the fifth stage of our life, it is called the Cornopia, of adult learning items from which you pick and choose those special items that will illuminate your path and improve your skills for your life launch. Your best future is discovered and invented through learning. And isn't that the truth? We are never too old to learn. Never, never. So, now, for those of you who are probably jotting down notes, here is the agenda for adult learning. The first one is, what do I need to unlearn? The Lord knows that we all have baggages and stuff and past experiences in our lives. So in this stage 5 that we are looking at, we need to unlearn some things. And that responsibility is going to be up to you. So that's the first question you will want to ask yourself. What do I need to unlearn? The second question you want to ask yourself is, what new information do I need? We all need to be honest with ourselves. You know, we do not know it all. There's nobody out there. It doesn't matter how educated you are. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have. You do not know everything. We can all learn something else. The third question you want to ask yourself is, how do I increase my personal competence? What is it? Is it your speaking skill? Is it your computer skills? Is it your writing skills? Is it the way you resolve conflicts? Is it the way you build relationships and maintain them and sustain them? What it is? How do you want to increase your personal competence? And only you can answer that question. Question number 4 says, what new technical skills do I need? I look on the teenagers nowadays, and they are talking, they are doing a million things, and they are texting, and they're not looking on what they're texting. And I said, oh, my God, look at all of that. And I'm asking myself the question, will I ever learn that? But if I want to be effective and efficient in this era of my life, I need to learn to do all those things that is made available to us. Number 5, how can I stay anchored in my values? We all have values. And, you know, a couple weeks back, I called into one of the shows here on Blog Talk Radio, and the gentleman, he was discussing whether or not it is all right to have an affair if your spouse tells you it's okay. And I tell you something, that show really got under my skin, because I was thinking, you do not need your spouse to tell you to compromise your values and your morals. So you need to stand up for the things that mean something for you. So you can ask the question, how can I stay anchored in my values? And we need to be honest when we ask these questions, because if we are not honest, who are we trying to fool? We are only trying to fool ourselves. And question number 6 reads, where are my best learning environments? You know, for me, I love the water. I like to be outside enjoying the trees and watching the branches sway by. When I'm writing, I like to go lake and just enjoy the water. So know for you What does it take to stimulate your learning? What environment works for you? I know for some people it's music, you know, whatever it is. For some people it's I know I have a friend who puts she has a pond and she puts the baby monitor out by the pond, and then she has the other one inside. So in her office she constantly has the sound of that the water in her pond going, and that is what helps her to relax. And I have no doubt that it also helps to stimulate her learning. So know what are your best learning environments and utilize them when you find them. You might at this stage you do not know what it is. So here is the thing that you will need to develop a checklist for yourself. And question number 7, which is the last one you will want to ask, is who are my real teachers and mentors? We all need role models. It doesn't matter at what age. We all need people who are objective that we can brainstorm with, people that will help us to stretch and to expand our horizon, people who will not tell us what we want to hear, but people who will tell us what we need to hear. So don't be sitting in the comfort of your little cocoon, because what will be happening to you when you do that is that you will be stifling and you'll be stunting your growth. So know that you will need real teachers and mentors and coaches too, because sometimes your coach is going to be that mentor and that teacher to you to help you to really harness your potential. And for those of you who are just joining, you are listening to the A New Day Show with the Queen of the Empowered Soul. And today's show is dedicated to my listeners from Blog Talk Radio and my friends, and also the viewers of the A New Day Cable Show. So please call me here at 646-915-8166. The chat room is open. You can call me on the phone. Let us talk, and you can ask me anything. So let me just run over here the 7 questions that you need to ask yourself when you are looking to create an adult learning agenda. And the first question was, what do I need to unlearn? Number 2, what new information do I need? Number 3, what do I increase? How do I increase my personal competence? Number 4, what new technical skills do I need? Number 5, how can I stay anchored in my values? And number 6, where are my best learning environments? And number 7 is, who are my real teachers and mentors? Now, I want to read, and if you're just joining, I'm reading from Life Launch, A Passionate Guide to the Rest of Your Life. And it reads, adults who are truly alive are always learning. Learning for them is an attitude, a habit, a way of life. To learn is to turn problems into investigations and crises into opportunities. When you are learning, you discover new ways to approach some unknown in your life. Learning is self-initiated. Change when you try to replace some dark spots in your mind with clear concepts. Learning helps you gain increased comfort with newness everywhere in your life. When you are engaged in the art of learning, the changing world around you bothers you much less. In an age of unbelievable turbulence, learning is the most important human mobility for empowering life. Few of us use learning to our full advantage. It is all too easy to lock ourselves into what we have already learned as the world spins on into new paradigms and technologies. Many of us replace our youthful habits for learning with midlife habits for unwinding and evenings and weekends, leaving new learning to others. You have a choice. Rest on your oars or let your boat drift along or keep learning new nautical skills so you can proceed to preferred destinations. Adult learning is about discovering, not memorizing. It's about awakening, not passing tests. It's about visceral discovery, not mental schooling. Adult learning is most frequently related to experimental concerns, not to formal instructions of teaching. It is self-directed inquiry, reflection, and application. Real learning unleashes joy and excitement, confidence and determination, in addition to acquiring new skills and competence. Learning links you to further possibilities and paths for moving ahead. Learning also addresses the fear of aging. Adults at any age who fails to keep up with the acceleration of learning take on stereotypical old behaviors, passivity, fear and lowered self-esteem. Continuous learning keeps you vital, awake, and expectant. And there's a quote here by Chesterton that reads, "The chief object of education is not to learn things, but to unlearn things." Again, the number to call in is 646-915-8166. And I am spending time in conversation with my friends today, my viewers from the A New Day TV show, and from my listeners from the A New Day show. So please, let me hear from you. And right now, I'm sharing portions from one of my favorite books called Life Launch, A Passionate Guide for the Rest of Your Life. Now, the seven adult learning questions, and those are the ones that I had shared before. So if you didn't get it, if you're joining us and you didn't get door, you just have to go on the demand and listen to the episode and you'll catch those. But I'm going to be going into more details with each of them right now. And don't wait for me to be through reading. because I'm watching both the switchboard and the chat room, and I will take your questions or comments in between. Now, the seven adult questions. Before you launch your first adult life structure, you went to school for years to get ready for the great adventure ahead, your grown-up years. You earned degrees, go to work, got work experience, learn how to manage yourself in many settings, became an expert in something, and settled down for the long haul. Education is not filling a bucket, but lighting a fire. Your training for the first adult life structure took over 20 years. And when you launched your dream, you may have lacked experience, but you didn't lack careful preparation and powerful determination. During the rest of your life, you will have lots of experience, but probably never have such intense learning preparation unless you make it happen. Society wound you up for the first launching, but you have to wind yourself up for every new life launch. There are at least seven questions to ask yourself to define the new learning you need before designing your plan for the next chapter of your life. Unlearning, which was the first question. What do I have to unlearn if I'm going to master the future I truly want? What patterns of thinking that served me well earlier in my life are now in the way of what I really want to do and become? How do you discover what you need to unlearn? Ask yourself, what am I resisting the most? What can I do to become proactive in that part of my life? Ask your friends what they think you need to unlearn. Ask your boss what you need to unlearn. Ask your spouse or intimate other what you need to unlearn. Spend your time at a convention or trade show where the cutting edge of your knowledge base is thoroughly exposed, and ask yourself the question, what do I need to unlearn in order to break out of my set patterns so I can learn how to become and not to barely hold on? Question number two. New information and knowledge. What new information and knowledge do I need in order to be at my best at this time in my life? What information and knowledge can I legitimately avoid in order to prevent information overload? In our kind of world, you have to keep up in the areas of your special concerns. And to do that, you have to filter out media, info bases, and the clamor of the world that have little to do with the path you are on. The secret to acquiring new information and knowledge is to know how to focus on those areas in which you want continuous information and cutting-edge expertise. The flip side is saying no to the endless intrusions upon your learning time, particularly by phone, television, and other media sources. If they don't inform the path you're on or add meaning to life, just say no. Read, read, read. In our technical age, reading remains the number one highway into the further reaches of your mind. Make your reading schedule to steady core of your learning agenda. Newspapers, magazines, books of all sorts, professional journals, and computer-based materials. If at all possible, join reading groups so you can discuss new ideas with others. Online network groups like the Internet, Women's Wire, CompulServe, and many others can dazzle you with what's going on in your own field and stimulate you to get learning. Intensive seminars and workshops, not the one-day entertainment varieties, but the 3 to 5 day group learning formats that engage you profoundly in basic learning. Epidotic learning. Travel alone. Climb a mountain. Take an adventure. Conduct a vision quest. Or join an adult education class in some new and intriguing subject. Spend some time working and learning in a third world country, if you possibly can, to discover how people very different from you live and work. Jolt your routines to discover one that connects you better to the future. Advanced certification and degree programs. Advanced learning programs for midlife and older adults exist throughout the land, providing thousands of adults every year a rite of passage from one life launch to another. Some of them involve only evenings or occasional weekends. Some use distant learning techniques such as computers, telephone meetings, and regional conferences so that students can remain at home and at work while engaging in serious study. These programs often provide not only intensive learning opportunities, but the discover of friends, network contacts, and personal professional renewal. The third question deals with personal competence. What life skills do I want and need to develop to be alive and purposive in all that I do? Life skills refer to your general human ability to sustain relationships, be an effective parent, manage conflict, travel, and feel at home in the world. Life skills are abilities like listening, speaking, writing, negotiating, and mediating. Today's world has many technocrats and executives who have outstanding behaviors in their specialized fields, but who haven't learned the basic human skills for managing a microsystem of their own lives. It's never too late to learn life skills and to claim your personal competence. Psychotherapy often performs the function of teaching personal life skills and helps adults get anchored within their own true abilities and values. Churches, adult education, and other community organizations have learning programs, trips, and training for learning basic life skills. Some adults discover these skills through short-term commitments in volunteer service roles in the community or working with the Peace Corps or any of the worldwide service organizations. Question number 4, technical skills. What technical skills do I need to improve at this time in my life? Perhaps specialized skills in accounting, management, or other professional abilities for increasing my practitioner proficiencies at this time of my life. Ask your boss and work friends for 2 ways to pursue professional skills in your career field. Take advantage of the ongoing training and credentialing programs of the professional organization in your specialized area. Join a networking program, join a networking group working on critical issues in your field. Create weekly or monthly meetings of experts like yourself from various companies in your geographic area to provide each other with updates and learning challenges. Question number 5. Values and leadership roles. What do I need to learn to keep my life aligned to my values and leadership roles? Sooner or later, you become a leader of yourself and perhaps much more. You engage your values through acts of inspiration, persuasion, and example. Leadership does not have to be full-time or all-consuming. It needs to be fulfilling and meaningful. True leadership grows out of your own intrigue and concern, not polls or desire rewards. Most midlife and elderly adults want to become a positive influence within the culture around them. Through children and grandchildren, organization they believe in, and the political process itself. Leadership begins when you lead your own human agenda in a purposive way. Leadership is anchored in you, in your deep, dependable qualities, not in memorized affirmation or rules. Start with personal leadership, and you will soon find all kinds of ways to exert influence beyond yourself. Apprentice, intern, volunteer, joint leadership training course. And question number 6, learning environments. Where are the learning environments and resources that I need at this time in my life? Since the whole global village is your campus, scope out your best learning centers and formats, seminars, mentors, conferences, books, study groups, certifications, programs, advanced degrees, travel, and get yourselves connected. Don't think of learning as something you have to purchase from some teacher or educational service. Learning is what you need to acquire because you are ready. There is a Chinese proverb saying, that when the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear. The same is true for learning environment. When you are ready to learn, the learning environments will appear. Be responsible for identifying the best format for the kind of learning you are seeking. There is no paucity of adult learning opportunities near and far. Seek out the ones that serve your needs and commit to learning you want. And there is a section here that says, trouble in adulthood often can be defined as people being in situations without the knowledge, skill, or other tools. Need to cope with those situations. Adults need to understand that they can learn their way out of commonplace kinds of trouble. Whether it occurs or loss of a job, loss of a spouse, or loss of health, learning provides a route to a new career, a different kind of family life, and a renewed health. And that came from the American Transition. And the 7th question, it reads, teachers and mentors. Who are my teachers and mentors in this time of my life? Adults do not want to sit at the feet of mere knowledge experts. They want to learn from masters. Persons who have applied knowledge to themselves and their professions. People who have unconscious competence integrated into their behavior. That is why so many conventional college professors do not appeal to midlife adults as appropriate teachers. They are often experts in a cognitive field, not master of how that field connects to life around them. Adult students want to apply knowledge and gain mastery beyond knowledge. The new adult teacher is a mentor, a niche, or master, someone who lives and breathes vistically that the learner wants to learn. There are such experts available around the world today. You have to find them and hire them and create your own learning system. You may not find them at conventional learning institutions, although they are there too. Your turn. You know, I am such an avid advocate for journaling. And here it says, you know, it's your turn to put into practice these things that I have just shared with you. And I want to remind the listeners that the phone number to call me is 646-915-8166. We have an hour and 4 minutes remaining in this episode, and I want to thank the people in the chat room and on the telephone who are listening. I want to thank you, and I pray that you have gotten something out of what I have shared here with you. It's your turn. In your journal or notebook, identify your learning objectives for your life. You know, you all have something that you want to identify. You don't have to wait until you get to your 50s or 60s. Whatever phase of your life you're at now, these are beneficial for you because it gives you an opportunity to launch your life to the next path, just to practice what it is I want for myself. What can I create in order to enhance my life? Remember, it is dependent on you, not your spouse, not your boss, not your co-workers, not your best friend. It is up to you. Information and knowledge, learning, objective, training program or trainer, dates. You know, what are you going to do? Those are the headings that you want to put for number one. So in other words, you are now going to create the plan for yourself. And for each of us, it is something new. There are some of us who is advanced in some areas and others who are not. Give yourself an honest assessment and create your checklist to see where you want to go from here. Personal competence and life skills. You know, what is it you want to do in that area? It's only you know, right? And remember, the sky is the limit. Don't settle for anything mediocre. You know, stretch. Technical skills. You know, I know we oftentimes look on the little five-year-old and they can just zip around the computer or anything technically, and a lot of us adults, we are just so challenged, we can't even set the digital clock. So, you know, we can always learn from the younger generation. They have so much to teach us. Isaac Asimov says, self-education is, I firmly believe, the only kind of education there is. You know, I know I'm from Jamaica, West Indies, and a lot of times we said that, you know, that person is not book smart, but when you get into a conversation with them, they can really debate to the T, and they rarely are up to date with current events, and they rarely never go to college or anything like that. And that's what we talk about when we say self-education. That's part of it. Learning values. As you look over that, what is it you want for yourself? Remember, if it is to be, it is up to you. So do not put any limit on yourself. Henry David Thoreau says, to be awake is to be alive. We must learn to reawaken and keep ourselves awake, not by technical aids, but by an infinite expectation of the dawn. Every new day we can create a new day. We can have a new dawn whenever we so decide. Number five, in your time management system that you're designing, write in all of your learning commitments that you are committing to yourself, this new plan that you are working on in order to give your life a new launch. You know, get a journal, write everything in there. Remember, this is for you. And I want to just welcome, we have Howard Health in the chat room and Trisha 77. Thank you for joining. We have another 58 minutes in this episode. And today's show is devoted to you guys, my friends and listeners and colleagues from Blog Talk. Remember, you can call me. I am open today, and you can call me and ask me anything. You can type it in the chat room and ask me any question you want to know about me. If I don't have the answer, I'll tell you I don't have it, and when I find it, I will let you know. So the question is 646-9, the phone number to call in is 646-915-8166. And for those of you that just joined me, I was sharing from one of my favorite books, The Life Launch. And I hope you'll have time to go back and listen to the On Demand, because there were some powerful things that I shared in there. And again, I want to thank Trisha 77 for coming on. And Trisha, if you have any question, you can type it there and I'll read it and answer it. And also Howard, I want to thank you guys for coming aboard here to spend this time with me, because, you know, a host is only as good as his or her guest. So thanks to each of my listeners on the Blog Talk Radio show and when I used to do traditional radio. And I also want to just thank the viewers also from my TV show, A New Day. So I am just so thankful there for that. Remember that only you have the ability to create this new plan for your new launch that you are looking to do. You have the ability to launch your life every time that you think you need a new launch. There is no limitations unless you want to create some for yourself. You can do whatever you want to do for yourself. It's always a new beginning, a new dawn. Again, we have 56 minutes remaining. And I want to really answer some questions, you know, anything you want to know about me, anything you would like to tell me about the show, please call me. If you're in the chat room, type it and let me know. The phone number is 646-915-8166. Oh, yes, Howard says, I need a new launch. Where do I start? Well, Howard, it's only one place to start, and it's at the beginning. as you go back and listen, you will hear some questions that I gave you to ask yourself. But right now, I don't know whether you have a coach that you work with. I don't know if you have a mentor or a role model. I always suggest that you find a person or a couple of persons who will be objective, who will not be critical to you, and they will always tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Because when they tell you what you want to hear, you are not growing, you are not excelling, you are not advancing, you are putting limit on yourself. But when we are working a new launch, we need to have people around us with, that will be objective sounding boards. And when we tell them about plan A that we have on the drawing board, they're going to say to you, and then what's your plan B? And you probably have a plan B. And a true mentor or coach or role model will say to you, and your plan C is? So in other words, they are expanding the path for you. They're not allowing you to sit in your mediocre cocoon and to suffocate or stifle your growth. They are giving you options to grow. So, Howard, you know, get a mentor, get a friend that have an objective view that can give you an objective sounding board. And you can always call me. I can give you a free coaching session. I don't know whether or not you have ever worked with a coach, Howard. But the number to call me at is 203-546-8210. And you can call anytime. If I'm not here, you can leave a message and I'll set up an appointment with you when you can get a free coaching session. It's complimentary. There's no charges. After I give you a sample of the, what I provide, if you want to take it further, then we can talk about that. But there's no charge for the initial session that I will give to you. Trisha said, okay, sorry you got to go, Trish, but I hope you get the opportunity to go and listen to the on-demand. So, Howard, I hope that answered your question, or at least give you a little food for thought where you can begin. And guest 377, I don't know if you have a question. You can type it. And Howard, if you have another question, and the people on the telephone, if you have a question, I am willing and ready to answer it to you. So, Howard, I hope that answer you and, you know, can help you to create a list of where to begin your new launch. Because, you know, as we think about our lives, we need to keep a close look at it. It doesn't matter how successful we are. We have to keep investing in our intellectual capital. I believe that our intellectual investment needs to surpass our wardrobe and all the other stuff that we accumulate, because there are a lot of people who accumulate a lot of stuff, and when it comes to their intellectual capital, they have not done any investment there. They have not read a book. They haven't gone to a seminar or a workshop. So please remember, You can always get a library card and you can go to the library and you can read books. You know, but I always like to say buy your own, create a library for yourself, because your future and any life launch you're going to be doing is going to be totally dependent on your intellectual capital and your willingness to invest in yourself. Again, the number to call the show is 646-915-8166. And Howard, I thank you for that question. And you know, there are certain steps I want to go here to about pertaining to the life launch. And step number one says, we all need to feel a sense of purpose. And a lot of time people ask, well, what is purpose? And purpose is the awe, the mystery, and ecstasy of the not yet. You know, your purpose tap your spiritual energy. It lets you feel and repeat to yourself every day that says, I am alive and I'm expecting. Purpose is your why. Why you exist. You know, that thing that gets you through the door with a force that no iron rail can hold you back. It's that one thing that can help you to connect with what your purpose is. Howard says, feeling like my town has nothing to offer me anymore. Should I stay or move? Howard, explain more about that for me. The one thing I can tell you is that we can never run from ourselves. Wherever we go, we are with ourselves. So the question is, why it is your town? And what is your contribution to your town? If it is okay with you and you want to type where is your geographic location, but I want you to write that question down, and when you call me for that complimentary session, we can discuss that. Because a lot of times we look on our environment, Howard, and we blame the environment. And the question that we each need to ask ourselves, what value am I bringing? Whether to the relationship, to the job, to environment, what? What value am I imparting? So as you look in your town, I don't know how long you have lived there. I don't know whether or not you're a transplant or that's where you were born and raised. You know, ask yourself the question, what difference have I made here since I have been here? Or if I haven't done any yet, what difference can I make? Because I am not in a position to tell you whether to stay or to move. Because when you ask yourself that question, Howard, you know the answer. Yes, you have been there for 15 years. So without even saying what you have done there, I want to ask you one question. As you look over your 15 years there, are there any values that you have added to that town? And I'll wait for you to type that, and when you type the answer to that, I will respond to that. Howard is in the chat room. And for those of you who are at home listening, please call me. I would love to hear from someone on the phone. The telephone number to call is 646-915-8166. 8166, and we are also on tomorrow morning, where my guest will be Bill Kirkland, and we're going to be talking about Eterics. So that's going to be another interesting show. Oh, yes, Howard, thank you. I'm excited about the fact that you have added value. Now, is there an advancement in the value that you have already added that you could capitalize on? And, you know within your heart of hearts whether you want to move, because, I'm going to use a scenario now. Think of yourself as a child of God, and you are asking God to use me. Use me, Lord. Use me as you see fit. And you are worshiping at a church, and you are at the church for 20 years, and you are asking God to move you, and you're asking God to work with you and use you. And God opens an opportunity for you to go worship somewhere else. And you're saying, oh, I am moving from here because this is where I've been for 20 years. And I'm saying, you cannot have your cake and eat it. You cannot be asking God to use you in whatever way he sees fit. And when he sees fit to use you somewhere else, you are saying, no, I'm not moving because this is where I have been for X amount of years. So some of the questions you would want to ask yourself, Howard, is, have I indeed outgrown this town? Am I stifling my growth? Am I needed somewhere else? Is my season here in this town, has it matured? Is it time for me to go on? Lord, where do you want me? You know, you need to take some time and just be still. Ask these questions and be still, because a lot of times we are asking questions of others and we know within our hearts of hearts what the answers are. So I'm praying you will call me for that coaching session and that we'll be able to iron out some of those things. But as you replay the on-demand episode of this show, where I was discussing life launch and some of the questions you need to ask yourself. I know this is going to be a very productive activity, Howard, for you. And, oh, man, I have never begged so much and plead, but I'm pleading to somebody who is listening, please call me on the phone. Oh, it's a shame for me to be here for 2 hours and nobody thinks I'm deserving of getting a phone call. So, you know, give me a phone call, ask me a question, say something. I mean, there are some of you who have been watching the A New Day show since 2004. And there are many of you who have listened to my traditional radio show. And you have now been listening to the Blog Talk Show. Please, let me hear from you. Let me hear from you. Everybody needs a little encouragement and a pat on the back. And, you know, I too want to know, how can this show grow? What would you love to see happening here on the A New Day show? I try my best to get guests that helps to add to my mission and vision. For those of you who read my profile, you know that my focus and vision is to change our world by transforming one life at a time. I am not just here for I'm not just here for the sense of wanting to be on the radio, but I'm here because I have a vision and a purpose of wanting to change our world by transforming one life at a time. So I am so thankful for those of you who has joined me here this morning. This show is dedicated to you guys, and I have 39 minutes remaining. You know, I just love to talk, so I've been talking since 10, and I thank you, Howard, and the other people in the chat room for hanging out, and there's one caller on the phone ever since, and I'm just praying that this was worth your while for being on the show, and I have a caller on, and I'm just so thankful. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Great. Hi. I'm speaking through an interpreter, so just wanted to, there was many things that you had said, and they were talking about the seven steps. The third one that you talked about, I think, related to work. You made mention of something about related to work. Is that right?
The third question, how to increase my personal competence. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes. The third question to ask yourself was, how do I increase my personal competence? That was the third question.
Right, okay. And how do I explain this?
Just
how do you develop personal confidence if people are hypocritical and around me and trying to prevent that from influencing me? I mean, I'm typically very kind and I try to, and I'm empathic, and I try to work with people, and sometimes I feel they may take advantage of me. So how do I prevent those people from actually not taking advantage of me? And you know, at the same time, I'm trying to be empathetic, and tough love is something that's hard to do as well. And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and I'm also concerned, and I know I shouldn't be concerned with what other people think about me. I should be really more focused on myself. So just some of the concerns I had.
Yes, because as you rightfully say, and I didn't get your name, so I'm just going to refer to you. I should have asked your name, and I didn't. However, remember, we can only control our actions. We cannot, as much as we get concerned about other people's actions, we are not in control of what they do and how they do it. The one thing we can do is control our reactions to what they do. The other thing is that a lot of times the things that people do to others is out of and because of their own inefficiency and their own hurts. So the one thing I recommend in situations like that is refer to the person what they have done. Bring it to their attention, because a lot of times they are probably not aware of what they're doing because they have been doing it so long, so all of a sudden it becomes normal to them, although it is agonizing you. But if you just hold it to yourself and you do not mention to them what they have done and the impact it has on you, it will continue. Then after all that is done, it comes a time when we need to do something that I call cut them loose. And it's just time when you got to separate yourself from those people. And a lot of times they are loved ones and they are people who are so close to you. And I tell people that, you know, when they are family, and you know family is important, and if you go to Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner, during the main course, everybody's mouth is always filled with food, so there's not a lot of negativity that happens. But around dessert time, everybody's mouth gets loose. So I always tell people, you know that's going to happen, so take your dessert to go. So you don't have to be there to get into all of that turbulence with them. So, you know,
right.
I hope this answers your question, because you are in control of you, and you got to give yourself what you deserve. You're around people who is taking advantage of you. You got to know when to say the buck stops here. And don't feel guilty about it.
Right.
I hope that helped a little bit.
Can I add one more thing?
Yes, please.
Great. I have a very dear friend of mine, but I think they're personally very critical about things. They're very negative, and no one tells anybody tells that person about how that person makes them feel.
Right.
And so I've decided to say something, and because people don't like it, and they were completely shocked. They cried and cried and cried, and she totally felt betrayed because no one told her. So through that, I think she's starting to change a little bit, but it really just destroyed her a little bit. But I think she's learning, and she was appreciative of me kind of coming out and just telling her a little bit. But and again, I didn't mean to hurt her feelings, and I'm trying to make her a stronger person, a better person. But right now, I think she feels like I don't want to talk to her, which is not the case, and I don't want to be around her. And so, you know, that's just another something going on in my life. So,
you know what I would do if I were you, I would make sure I make a visit with this person. If she's in reach where you can visit her, and I would have a heart to heart, and just acknowledge her feeling. Because you cannot control her feeling. Only she can do that. You acknowledge her feeling and you discuss the expression you observe. I observe X, Y, and Z when I mention X, Y, and Z to you. However, my doing that was out of love and concern for you. You are a wonderful person. I treasure your relationship. You have added some values in my life. If the person has, because you don't want to be a hypocrite, so if they have not added any value in your life, then you want to find something to say. But so the bottom line, in this conversation, you are going to highlight all the good things and all the strengths that you see in this person. And I think by the person crying and feel let down, maybe it's because of maybe the hundreds of people who has never said anything to her. So it's just her ego that's in the way. So you as a true friend need to take it a little further and just highlight the qualities that you see in her. And let her know you treasure the friendship. And if she at all has added any value to your life, you highlight those as well. Did that kind of answer your question or help you in any way?
Yeah, but that definitely helped. Thank you so much. And last thing, if I can, I have another friend of mine, very, very, well, he's from Chicago, very egotistical. He curses a lot and very rude in general. And so I'm intimidated. I'm not sure what to do, and it's been very difficult for me to stand on my own 2 feet, and really I wanted to say something, and I haven't, and I get to the point where I just take it, and I'm at the point where I'm fed up, and
Don't settle. You're settling. Don't settle. How old is that person?
Oh, he's 30.
How old are you?
I don't know. He acts like he's 12. And so, you know, I'm sorry, I did speak with him. But he, again, was shocked. I think his ego was in the way again. And now he won't speak to me. And so I'm like, fine, I guess that won't, that's fine. I mean, whatever. So if he doesn't want to be friends with me, I guess something I should let it go, right?
The next time that happens, walk away. Don't say anything. Walk away. If you are in the car with the person, prepare to walk the rest of the journey. You walk away. You are separating yourself from his behavior. Don't say anything.
Right. Okay.
Just walk away. It's like if I'm around people that are smoking, I don't smoke, but I just separate myself. I'm not going to say to them, you know, stop smoking. Why are you smoking around me? I just separate myself. And if I'm somewhere and they came with their cigarette, I asked them, I said, no, excuse me, I was here first. But in the situation of your friend that curse, and I know people like that, every second word out their mouth is the F word, and it's not food, and it's not fragrance. You know what I mean. And you have to know when to separate yourself, because you got to guard your heart. You got to guard who you are. Don't be intimidated by anyone. So seeing that you are kind of feeling, it sounds like you're kind of feeling empathetic toward them too. So just walk away and separate yourself from what's happening. And before long, they're going to get the message. And maybe the first time you walk away, it's worse if it's in the middle of a conversation. That person is going to be running after you and yelling, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? And you say, well, right now my spirit can't tolerate the things you're dishing out. So I got to be by myself right now. Because you are only responsible for you. Okay?
Yeah, I understand. If they're very defensive, how do you deal with someone who's always defensive?
Remember,
I mean, even just silence, being
remember, I tell you, it's you and your reaction. Because you cannot control the next person. How you react. You know, I'm going to use a scenario like an abusive person. A person who has a spouse who is abusing them, whether it's physically or mentally or whatever. A lot of times they cannot physically move out of the environment, but what they do, they block it out mentally. And they sit there and the person is probably beating up on them, but they are numb. So it is like they remove themselves from there. But for you, when the cursing and whatever else is going on, you can physically remove yourself. You can separate yourself from what is going on. So you two have to you have to find new ways where you can build strength within yourself. And I don't know how long you were listening, but if you get a pen, I want to give you a telephone number, because I would love to give you a free coaching session that will help you to harness and identify some of your dormant strengths that you have. And there's no charge for that first session. But after that, if you like what you got and you want to continue, then we can talk about that. So the phone number to call me at is 203-546-8210. And you will want to set approximately 2 hours aside for me to do that session with you. And I'm praying that that will help you as well.
Can you repeat that number one more time, please?
203-546-8210. 8210.
Thank you.
Okay?
Okay.
Did you get the number?
Yes, thank you.
You are very, very, very welcome. We have 24 minutes remaining on this episode, and I don't know whether or not the people in the chat room has any questions. Please call me at 646-915-8166, and I am so thankful for that caller who called. And I am praying that the dialogue and conversation that we had will help in Chu's situation. And I mean, that gentleman is not unique in any way whatsoever. We all have situations like that in our own lives, and especially when it's happening with people who are very dear to us and close to us or not, it becomes a burden. It becomes a load that we tug along it with, and we start saying that, oh, I have to settle. But we don't. We are not in control of the other person. We are only in control of ourselves. And we have to guard our heart. We have to guard our spirit. And we have to do the best things for us. It's, you know, just like if we go to a party, we are not going to leave the party with somebody who was drinking as the driver. We say, no, you either you take the key or something. And it's the same thing in our everyday relationships, whether it's with family members, spouses, or co-workers. Stand up for what you believe in. We all have our values. We all have our morals. And we cannot change anybody else. We can only change who we are. Like, you know, in Jamaica, we have a saying that you can lead the cow to the water, but you cannot force the cow to drink it. So, you know, we can do seeds of kindness for these people. We can buy them books, tapes. We can even send them to events. But until they are ready to change, they are not going to do anything to it. It's like an addict. It doesn't matter how you badger them or criticize them. Until they are ready to go into, to be recovered, they are not going to be doing anything about it. So please, don't feel guilty about the people who are around you. Just know that your improvement is dependent on you. Your investment in you is dependent on you. The things you accept in life is dependent on what you are willing to accept. You know, the one thing I tell myself is, you know, don't settle. You know, don't settle for mediocrity, because you know you are created for greatness. You're all created for greatness, so don't settle. You know, we are all kings and queens of the Most High. So we are above settling. Don't settle for anything. I mean, if it's your spouse, have a communication and you discuss. A lot of times people don't know what they're short. They are not aware of their shortcomings. But whenever it affects you, please, bring it to their attention and tell them about what it is doing to you. And believe me, if they treasure your friendship and your association, they will do something about it. We have 20 minutes remaining, and the telephone number to call is 646-915-8166. And again, I thank the people in the chat room, and I thank the person who called in. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, Daphne. How are you?
Good morning. That sounds like my friend George.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for calling in.
I'm calling. I see you have an open chat, so I'm calling to wish you well. Many blessings in your endeavors. We love hearing you on the radio show. The guests that you're bringing in are have been awesome, and the level of talent that you're pulling into your show is unbelievable. I mean, when you bring people like Miles Monroe into your show as a guest, I think that is so awesome. He's always got good things to say, and
yes.
We just thoroughly enjoy it.
Thank you, George. Thank you, because, you know, God has been so good to me. It is because of all your priors and all your friendship, because I guess a host is only as good as his or her guests and listeners, because without the support of the listeners, there is no show. And
absolutely.
I thank each and every one of you for your kind words, your prayers, and your support. And as I walk this journey, I know I am not alone, is that all your prayers are with me. And I thank you for taking the time to call this morning and to just express and support me. I greatly, greatly appreciate it.
Well, Daphne, you're blessed. I'm sure success, massive, is coming your way, and it's a pleasure listening to you on the radio, and it's a joy and a blessing to be a personal friend also. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I know you have watched the TV show. You have listened to the radio show. Is there any direction that you would like, or any growth you would love to see from both shows in the future?
Oh, yes, yeah. Syndication on a major network. How's that?
All right, so we're going to...
There you go.
We're going to pray for that, and, I mean, universe, you hear it. It's, you know... We want to be syndicated, and we want to be all over the world. Now, for Blog Talk, we are all over the world, and we would love to have the TV show syndicated too. So, you know, from our mouth to God's ears, and all of you prayer warriors out there, we need you to pray so that this will manifest itself. And just thank you, George, for calling in. We have another 17 minutes remaining, and we still have time for a few more calls. And the number is 646-915-8166. And for Howard and the people in the chat room, I thank you so much for your support. If you have not already done so, I want you to please sign up to be a friend of the A New Day show and leave your comments, especially about today's show, because it's the first time that I have devoted an episode to you, my listeners, and my the viewers of the show. Well, I was thankful that George calling, because he has the experience of both watching the TV show and listening to the, as a matter of fact, I have to tell you, the logo, those of you who has watched the A New Day TV show, the logo on the show was created and developed by Donna and Chris out of Rhode Island, and they are both cousins of George and Dara. So I got a lot of good people around me who believe in the journey that I'm on, and they do whatever they can to keep support me and lift me up. So for those of you who see the logo on the TV show, that was created by Donna and Chris up in Rhode Island, and they are cousins of George and Dara. So caller and 29, your last 4 digits, 2935, Do you have any question or any comments for me? Hello, caller. Your first three digits is 862. Is there anything you want to say? I know before you had said, I just want to listen in. So I don't know whether you have anything to say right now. And the people in the chat room, if you have anything, you can please type it. But I want to invite you all back tomorrow at 10 o'clock when my guest will be Bill Kirkland out of, he's out in Arizona. And we're going to be talking about something called esoterics. It's going to be a very interesting show. It's like something you have never heard before. So be here with me tomorrow morning. Join me again. I will be back to the traditional show of interviewing the guests. Tomorrow I only have one guest because what we're going to be talking about with Mr. Bill Kirkland is an interesting topic, and I'm praying that the phone lines will be ringing, that the switchboard will be lit up, that we'll have questions and questions, because I never heard of eterics until I came in contact with a friend of Mr. Bill Kirkland. So he is very interesting person, and the work he's doing to enhance the lives of each and every one of us is amazing. So again, tomorrow I want you to come back and join me. I have 13 minutes remaining, and I still have some time for telephone calls. So if you're listening, you still have time to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And you are listening to the A New Day show with the Queen of the Empowered Soul. And today's episode was dedicated to you. I want to give a shout out to guest 773. Thank you for joining us. And if you have a question for me, you can type it in the chat room and I'll answer it. First, I'll repeat it for the people on the phone to hear it. So I want to hear from you if there is something you want to have me answer. I know it will be very beneficial to you for you to go on the on-demand to listen to the show, because I shared a portion of the Life Launch book, which is Life Launch, A Passionate Guide to the Rest of Your Life. And I just know that the information I shared this morning will be beneficial to you. So, again, the phone number is 646-915-8166 for those people who want to call in. How do I stay so positive? Howard, I tell you something. We are all a work in progress. You know, years ago, I made the decision that I was not going to settle in life. There is always something better. So I was always striving for more. I am very spiritual. I know that it's a privilege for me to be part of this universe. So instead of complaining each day, Howard, I make sure I find something to be grateful for. So, for example, at one of my windows in my bedroom, I live in the rural section of New England. I live in Connecticut. And one of my windows, I have no curtains there. I don't have any blinds either. It's wide open. And each morning, Howard, as I awake and I turn my eyes and I notice the rising, the rays of the sun, I see the branches on the trees swaying. I said, thank you, God, I am alive. And I tell you something, Howard, whether or not I have $50 or I have 50 cents in my purse, I'm still excited and I'm still happy about the day. So my being positive to me is a way of life. It is my gratitude for being, knowing that each day when I awake, it's a privilege. So why should I be complaining? Why should I be unhappy? There is a lot to be thankful for, because, Howard, as we both look back, there are many people who have been to sleep and they never wake up the next day. So we are winners always. Every day when we wake up, we are winners. So start finding one thing after you get off the show to be thankful for, Howard, and let your life be a life of gratitude. I'm not saying that there will not be situation around you that is sad, but look in that situation, dissect it, and find out what is one thing here that I can be happy about. There's always something. You know, last week I was on this show that is called Your Attitude of Gratitude. And it is such a unique show because we all don't realize in our lives the amount of things that we have to be glad about. And I had so much fun on that show. So, you know, I just won't settle for anything else. Even at the times when I get down, I work on myself quickly and say, well, there got to be something positive here. You know, what am I learning out of this moment? So I hope that helps you, Howard. Right now, as I'm on the show here, I'm here sipping white tea. I brewed my white tea and I take a sip of it, and hey, what better way to remain positive than to be able to moisten your throat not only with your saliva but freshly brewed white tea. So, you know, I am just so privileged for all the wonderful opportunities that God has given me, and just put people like yourselves in my path. And I don't take it lightly, because you all could be doing something else and you all have hung with me for 2 hours, and I greatly appreciate it. I want to remind you, I have 6 minutes, as a matter of fact, 3 minutes, because I will be playing my closing song in its entirety. Because a lot of times you don't get to hear the full song. And this song has a great meaning to me. It's to follow your destiny. No, I was born and raised in Jamaica, the sunny island of Jamaica, Howard. And where are you from, Howard? So now you know why I'm always so sunny. I am an ebony baby girl who was born in the sunny island of Jamaica. So every time I think about the sunshine and the rays in Jamaica, I got to keep happy and positive. So I'm an island girl. I came to Connecticut in the early 90s, and then I had came to New York in 1985. You are in Maryland. I think I know my states. I think that's Maryland. If it's not, you have to forgive me, Howard, but I think that's where you are. Yes, I have some great friends out there in Maryland. And I have another caller on. You're on the air.
Protesting in different parts of the world, some calling for freedom and regime change, others just want peace. The pictures you're looking at now are of a protest in Los Angeles taken by one of our eye reporters.
On the air.
Iranian officials validated the re-election of President.
It's 60354.
10% of the vote.
71, you're on the air. Good morning.
Civil irregularities. CNN's Reza Saya has been closely watching development. Reza, again, firewalls every
bench. I think this is my friend Blanche.
Stephanie, it's Blanche, just calling in to wish you well, all God's blessings. I'm calling in late. I see where there's only 6 minutes left. I just wanted to listen.
Council, the top legislative body, did recount 10% of the vote. They said there was no fraud, no irregularities.
Are you hearing me? Daphne, are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, Blanche, but you weren't hearing me.
Oh.
Are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Right. I'm saying thank you for calling in. And go back and listen to the on-demand recording of the show, because there are lots of good nuggets there that I think will be beneficial to you.
Okay.
I want to thank you for calling in. And okay, Howard, just a minute, Blanche. Thank you, Howard, for joining in, and I look forward to your phone call. So thank you, Howard, for joining. And Blanche, I just want to thank you for calling and for the other listeners who were in the chat room on the phone.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for blessing me, and I am happy that I did devote or dedicate this episode to you, my listeners, my friends, and my viewers. And Blanche, do you have anything else to say?
No, but I'm interested in hearing what I miss.
I will call you after I get off the air and tell you how to do that, Blanche.
Okay, Daphne. Thanks very much. Have a
okay,
beautiful
you're
day.
Welcome.
Love
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you. Love you too. And just follow your destiny. Please do not allow anything or anyone to get you off the course. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for spending this quality time with me. So long, and I see you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Bye. Love you.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? And the plan you have.
you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this land. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this land. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations.